I'm David Benedetto. Today I'll be speaking with Camille Roan, New Orleans-based comic and co-founder of the Black Girl Giggles Collective. How are you doing today, Camille?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you in here.
Thank you so much for having me.
To kind of give some background, how did Black Girl Giggles come about?
So Black Girl Giggles was basically the brainchild of a couple of local Black comedians who noticed that there were only so many of us on the scene. And then it kind of evolved into, hey, there's a lot of people in town for Essence that might be interested in doing some comedy. Why don't we try and like piece together a festival with basically safety pins and bubble gum? And that kind of evolved into a full-time collective that produces monthly shows.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
What were the first experiences with that kind of like?
So we started planning the festival maybe a month or two before it actually started. So we were just absolutely surprised that for 5 nights we showed up to packed rooms and were kind of like, where did these people come from? Like, we just thought it was going to be like our mom and our friends. So since then it's progressed.
Well, how did you personally get into comedy?
It's just something that I had really enjoyed watching for a long time. And eventually a friend of mine convinced me. So here I am.
Yeah, there you go. And are you from New Orleans originally or no?
I'm not originally from New Orleans. I'm actually from Texas. I've been here over 2 years.
Okay. What brought you to the city?
I like to dance in the streets. I also enjoy drinking in the streets as well.
That's a good reason,
I mean,
I think.
The culture, right? That's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, of course. I think that's a good answer anyway. A catch-all. What makes you laugh the most?
I like jokes that examine society, ones that kind of step back and cause you to think a little bit, right? Kind of like maybe before you laugh or after you laugh, but you're kind of like, wow, that there was some serious truth in that.
And do you have like a certain kind of persona that you like to put on?
You know, I was actually with some friends of some friends the other day, and they kept being like, oh my gosh, it's absolutely amazing you never break character, because they had seen my set the night before. And I was like, actually, I always sound like Malibu Barbie. Like, this is it. This is my character. It's my life.
This is what you get.
Yeah.
You know? I am friends with you on Facebook, and I saw that you are a Terry Gross fan.
Oh, Terry.
If you were interviewed by Terry Gross, what question would you want her to ask you?
I'm sorry. My dream is to be interviewed by her. And I read a profile on her a while ago where all of these people were talking about how they revealed things to Terry Gross that they had like never told anyone. And I think that Lena Dunham described it as just the best therapy session she's ever been to. So like in my head, I believe that if I meet Terry Gross and she interviews me, I'll just like magically be a better person.
Just like to a higher level.
Yeah, yeah. It's not even about a specific question. It's just like you're a better person.
Great. I can agree with that. Hopefully that's the truth. Well, tell me a little bit about what's your favorite aspect of being up on stage?
I think that there's something incredibly powerful in taking time to just speak your truth into a microphone in front of people that may or may not want to be there.
Yeah.
I think that that's one of the reasons why we are so keen on encouraging other Black women to participate in this art form, because it's really your chance to tell your own story, and there's no hurdles like trying to get published, et cetera. All you need is an open mic room, and that's it.
Well, Camille, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Camille Roan, comedian and co-founder of the collective Black Girl Giggles. In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.